Hey everyone, it's Jefferson Graham. We'll start the podcast in 1 second, but a quick programming note. Be sure to stay tuned all the way to the end of the show. I will be announcing the winner of the November iPhone photo contest that we have over at the iPhonePhotoTeam.com. The pictures were absolutely amazing, and stay tuned and I'll tell you all about the winner. Now onto the show. Hey everyone, it is time for the iPhone Photo Show podcast where we talk all things iPhone photography. My guest today is Jack Hollingsworth. He is an Austin, Texas-based photographer who loves to shoot on the iPhone like I do. I recently went to France with an iPhone in my hand. I left my Sony at home. Jack did some travels recently, or is about to do some travels recently, shooting iPhone only. And we're going to discuss the pros and cons of doing that. We're also going to make a little announcement and a question to all the listeners about iPhone education and meeting up with Jack and Jeff. Before we say hi to Jack, quick note that today's podcast is brought to you by our friends at SmugMug, the photo company that I use to host my website and back up all my photos. And I'll get into more about that in a minute. You should know that SmugMug is offering a free 1-year membership for the winner of the December photo contest at the iPhone Photo Team. So please do me a favor and submit your photos because we'd love to see your work. And meanwhile, let's say hi to Jack.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, how are you, man?
Couldn't be better. Glad to have you here. Thank you so much. Where are you headed off to?
So I'm headed to the British West Indies, to an island called Anguilla. And shooting for a luxury resort client that I've had been working with for literally over a decade. Yeah, can't wait. It's all iPhone stuff.
And they don't mind.
No, I started with them big camera. They don't mind. It's a paying gig, and I'm kind of like the volume guy. I'm like because I can shoot photos and video and time lapse and slow-mo and horizontal and vertical and burst. And I mean, you name something, when I deliver my pictures to this client, that's what they get. So I guess I'm like the volume guy. And he has told me, the client, countless times before that, you know, there's just no comparison to the volume of work that he gets from me for the money that he invests. So yeah, it's all iPhone stuff.
How long will you be there?
We usually kind of play it by ear. I think I'm booked for 10 days, but you know, it might be a little bit longer depending on the weather and, you know, logistics on property. And it's a really huge resort, ultra luxury. And I'm basically starting out spending the first 2 or 3 days shooting nothing but food. And then it will be pool and beach and architecture and, you know, staff portraits and all those kind of things.
Okay. So when I went to Paris, I brought 3 iPhones. I brought 3 because I have them. That would be the 14, 13, and 12. I brought my famous Insta360 selfie stick that people always ask me about, mm-hmm. Because I can get a smoother shot on video with the selfie stick than I can get with this crazy $150 gimbals that DJI sells every year. Mm-hmm. I brought the Insta360 camera, the X2 and X3. I brought a GoPro, which I didn't end up using. I brought a lot of cables, a lot of chargers. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much it. I didn't bring the laptop because I didn't want to have to deal with it. Mm-hmm. What's in your bag, my friend?
Well, that's actually really funny. That's a really great question, Shepard, because I was laughing to myself. I mean, when I go, I look like I'm a National Geographic photographer, even though I'm exclusively that I shoot with an iPhone. And more often than not, I'm shooting naked on location. I'm shooting just with the iPhone. But that's not how I look when I leave. I've got a full bag, you know, and that's what I carry on the plane. And it, like you, it has the 14, 13, 12, and I think an 11. I use one of the phones for photos, another one for video, another one for specialized time lapse. I have lenses, I have tripods, I have gimbals. I'm looking, I have a cage, filters, ND, mini tripods, But the truth is, I don't know. I don't use like almost any of it. I mean, I bring it just in case. I have little lights that I use when I'm shooting food in low light. But the truth of the matter is, if you were to just follow me around, I think you would just be surprised to how naked my shooting is, probably similar to your own experience.
Okay, so I did bring three power banks, mm-hmm. and I did bring a tripod, which I left on the train by mistake, and I had to go buy it. Oh, it's fine. I bought a new one. What do I care? It's fine. Yeah. You know, these things happen. It's, I think, one of the downfalls of being a photographer is that you will leave stuff somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's just going to happen. The power banks were interesting because they worked the first day until they ran out of power, and then I couldn't charge any of them. Because I think there was something in the current in France that disallowed the recharging. It was weird. But I could recharge the phones, of course. I, like you, shoot naked. I don't shoot with any of the apps. I mean, I edit in a Lightroom mm-hmm. Mobile. But I tried doing some shoots in Lightroom Mobile. It didn't mm-hmm. really add that mm-hmm. much. And but I do swear by my selfie stick. Let me tell you my pros and cons. Okay.
Yeah, I'm dying to hear... You know, I've been following your story, you know, about Paris. And of course, I was insanely jealous you being there with your phone. But I'm just dying to know what your experience was like there and, you know, how you felt about it and what you got. And were you happy? And did you shoot a lot? Of course you shot a lot. Yes. What a stupid question. Of course you shot a lot.
I shot 5,000 photos and video. Whoa. And I think I have to rethink the way I do photography because I shot so much. And a lot of it was crap. And because you just, or I would take the same image five times in a row because I could. Yeah. And I think I have to rethink all that. Mm-hmm. The pros were I left the room every morning at 7 and I came back at 10 o'clock mm-hmm. without a pain in my neck. That's the pro. Sometimes I took my backpack, other times I didn't. And I would just have two iPhones in my pants pockets and then I'd walk around with the stick. So, the ease of running around town with mm-hmm. just these phones was just fantastic. I missed my Sony. I missed mm-hmm. my Sony A7 IV in certain situations. I missed having a black camera in my hand. I mm-hmm. missed putting my finger on a shutter. Mm-hmm. I just missed mm-hmm. it. And mm-hmm. There were times when I would take a photo and I'd want to check the focus and I just couldn't really see. Or you want to put, you know, like when you put the viewfinder to your eye for a better look, and I wanted to do that with the iPhone and I couldn't do it. Right. You know, and so I missed some of that. There were times like when I shot the sunrise over the Eiffel Tower that mm-hmm. I got the green dot from hell in the iPhone that I wouldn't have had in the camera, in the Sony.
Yeah.
The positives outweigh.
Wait, were you shooting with the 14 mostly, or were you shuttling between the 14, 13?
Well,
and
no, it was the 14 and 13 because I had the 13 on the selfie stick and I had a 14 in my pocket. So it was both of them got equal opportunity. Mm-hmm. So the green dot was a pain in the butt when I shot the sunrise. And I thought, you know, if I had the bigger image sensor, it would have looked better. Mm-hmm. There were times I wanted to zoom in like a madman that I couldn't do. I mm-hmm. did pretty well considering with the 77 millimeter. Mm-hmm. I got close-ups of some of the facades of the buildings. I got the street signs. I got street photography. I got... Cool. You know, awesome. I got people walking down the street without them knowing I was taking their picture. I got a guy sitting at a falafel stand. I got a really nice shot of that. So again, the positives outweigh the negatives.
Did you use the 77 or did you use the 3X or the 2X more often? And how would you compare those experiences?
Okay. I did everything. So my number one rule of photography is to do it all. Mm-hmm. And if I'm going to take your portrait right now, it's 0, 5, 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. You know, do it all.
Me too.
And you never know. You just don't know. Why not? You have nothing to lose. I probably shot on the 1X the most. And I didn't do a lot of 2X. Mm-hmm. That mm-hmm. I had been doing. The 2X is the new 48 millimeter?
Yeah, 48.
It's the 48 millimeter feature on the iPhone 14 where they take a crop of the 48 megapixel, mm-hmm. 12, 12 12 megapixel mm-hmm. out of there, and they give you a basic 50 millimeter shot, which is nice. I just, for travel photography, I didn't really use it. I always wanted to go wider. And I wanted to go close-ups on the facades of the buildings and for street photography. Mm-hmm.
So. What about, I mean, I'm so inspired by so much of what you do in video. And of course, you know, I love your passion for all things iPhone, but did you find, you know, your ratios of photos to videos? I know you're like you shoot video like a madman with your phone. Like,
well, I produce a series called Photo Walks TV, yeah. and I was doing 4 episodes in Paris.
Oh, okay. Holy smoke.
So, you know, oftentimes it's really hard for me because my first focus is making a great video. And, mm-hmm. but part of that great video is showing great photos.
Yeah.
And sometimes the brain is just thinking about video and not thinking about photos. And then you say, hey, idiot, you forgot to take pictures.
Yeah.
So it's hard. I probably shot more video than I did photos because I always do. And there's a lot of situations like, you know, I went to the top of the Arc de Triomphe, and don't crucify me for my pronunciation.
Yeah.
But you guys know what I'm talking about. And I climbed up the stairs with a tripod, and I set up my tripod for a time lapse and got away with it. A lot of times they'll tell you no tripod, but
that's shocking.
I know.
That's shocking.
From the roof. And it's really great because you get one of your best shots of the Eiffel Tower from the Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah. How was the weather for you?
Well, it was good. It was good. I mean, it was 50 degrees. It rained twice.
Uh-huh.
So it was really good.
Did you do interior stuff, or was it mostly running around outdoorsy?
Well, I did some of the churches and stuff, and yeah, it was okay.
And did you find the low light better on the 14 as opposed to your experience, like inside churches or hotels or restaurants? Did you find that little 48 megapixel sensor boost helping in 1X in low light?
I didn't see that much of a difference. You know, some of the low light stuff sucked and could have been better. Yeah. But overall, the video is more impressive to me on the iPhone than the photos. The photos are great, but the video is super great.
That's awesome.
When you watch the episode debuting December 3rd, the first episode, I don't think you could tell that it was shot on an iPhone. I mean, you just think, you know, because it looks that good, I think.
I think a lot of your stuff, Jefferson, not just recent, but I think most of your stuff, you'd be hard pressed to tell that it wasn't shot with a camera. But, you know, it's kind of like I love the video. I love the photo part, but, you know, we're sort of in a weird time in history where now us content creators, us influencers, social media people, we have to do both well. And that is not easy because, just like you said, you're in photo mode, you're shooting photos, and then you're going, oh, dang, I need to crank some video. Or you're in video mode, and then you go like an hour and you're going, man, I need to get some photos of this. So it's kind
or,
of,
or there's, I, an, I, there's another one. There's another one because we're all encouraged to make YouTube shorts in vertical and Instagram reels in vertical. So then you do these verticals because you have to. And then and you actually get more views on the verticals than you do on the horizontals, which is weird, but that's the way it is. And then you come home and you say, well, I just lost 80% of my image.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah, I can't show you my shot list from this commercial client. You'd probably have a cow, but if you were to look at it on paper, it's 2 pages, single typed. It looks exactly like that. Photos, da 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 da, vertical video, da 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 da, horizontal video, da 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 da, you know, time lapse, da 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 da, slow motion, da da da. And I'm like, oh my goodness, it's kind of like, yeah, because you can do that. I think maybe clients think you should do that. And for me as a creative, I mean, I love it all just like you, but I struggle with that part of it.
Yeah. For the extras, I never shoot enough slow-mo because when I come home, I love it. It just looks great. Time-lapse, never have enough though. This is what I really wanted. I was staying in an area where there's an open market, and the people come out and they put out their fruit, and I wanted a time lapse of the fruit stand getting filled up. And I tried explaining to them, and they didn't understand what I was saying. And I said, no people, just the fruit. But they were like, nah, we're not going to do it. And that would have been a great shot.
Did you find it weird? Maybe this is an odd question, but did you find it weird? Like, you know, you don't have the rock star status. Like when you're shooting with a phone, like you have a camera, a mirrorless, big camera, dedicated camera, multiple lenses, you know, a camera bag, you look, you know, more or less kind of like a rock star. But when you got a phone in your hand, you don't look like a rock star.
No, but that's good. That's good.
Do you like that?
No, it's good. It's good. Okay. Now I will say, every morning at 7 in front of the Eiffel Tower, brides and grooms are decked out to the zenith, and they're posing in front of the Eiffel Tower with rock star photographers in front of them documenting it. And I said, I kind of miss that. I kind of miss that. Mm-hmm. But I could walk into any store. I can walk down any street, and I can get away with it. I could go to the top of the Arc de Triomphe and shoot a time lapse without getting kicked out. I can go to the top of the Eiffel Tower and not get kicked out. I had microphones that are in my pocket, and I would walk up to people and I would interview them, and I would just pull the little microphone out of my pocket. I put it on their shirt, and then I'd say, I'm going to interview you. And they didn't say, the big camera, you got to wait for it to set up, go put it on the tripod, check my lighting, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I don't want to do this. I don't look good. Come back tomorrow when I look better. No, none of that. And I was instant. And I've been kicked out of everywhere. So, or had so many people say, oh, I don't look good. And, you know, I got to put on my lipstick. I got to, none of that. So, the positives outweighed the negative.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Let's make our little announcement.
Yeah.
Okay. So we would like to have a summit, an iPhone photography and video summit. And it could go several ways. And Jack, why don't you give some of the variables it could be?
You and I have talked about it because we're crazy creators, and we are iPhone lovers and filmmakers and photographer types, and kind of we want to share that excitement and passion with you. So I think the space is fractured, if you would. So it would be nice to do a virtual event online. One day, 2 day, that's recorded. You can watch it live. You could buy the recordings after the fact. We have, say, a half a dozen rock star type of presenters, speakers, Jefferson and myself being, two of them, but, a handful more. And then we just talk about all things iPhone photography and filmmaking. Or we could also do an in-person workshop, kind of like what you talked about in Vegas.
Right. So a weekend in Vegas where we get together and we do some education in the morning, then we go out and shoot. Mm-hmm. And then we come back and we look at all the images and we do critiques. Then we go out and shoot some more, and then we go to sleep, and then we wake up and we do some education, and we go out and shoot, and then we critique, and then we go out and shoot some more. So we need to hear from you guys. If either of these are of any interest, let us know. iPhonePhotoTeam.com. You could let us know on Twitter at Jefferson Graham, at Photo Jack. Mm-hmm. Other ways, I think those are two good ways to let us know. We'd like to do something in the spring, but we want to know what you guys want. And so please let us know.
Oh man, I'm already drooling. Of course, I'd love to do have a really successful online virtual summit. But thinking of just hanging out in Vegas with a couple dozen passionate, enthusiastic iPhone shooters and filmmakers, so we could have like so much fun, a ridiculous amount of fun, and I was thinking about right before I jumped on here, I was thinking about the quote from, Jim Richardson, National Geographic photographer, also a friend of this podcast. But, he's famous for saying that, if you want to be a better photographer, you stand in front of more interesting stuff. And I mean, really, Vegas, that's really what we're talking about as a photographer, not just shooting casual, but intentional photography. And what better place to do super creative, collaborative, iPhone photography and filmmaking, then, you know, in the city of Vegas, that would be so, so much fun.
Okay, the Neon Museum, which has the boneyard of all the old signs. We've got the amazing neon in downtown Las Vegas. I can take you to my favorite garages, parking garages.
Ooh,
and
yes.
That's where you get your best shot of the Las Vegas skyline.
Yes.
Those are just three. Then we'll go out into the desert. Maybe, Jack, you'll show people how to do star trails.
So a little bit of astrophotography, and also, we get to Vegas, we'll get a couple, professional models to hang out on the street with us, so you can kind of get a feel for, portrait and people work, and we can do a little bit of everything.
Okay, I know Vegas pretty well. I've done a few Photo Walks episodes there, and I even wrote a book called Vegas Live in Person. Look it up.
Oh, wow.
You might be able to buy it for a dollar on Amazon. You never know.
Awesome.
Let's talk about our sponsor for a minute, Smug Mug, which is the home to my website. It's where I sell prints. It's my virtual hard drive, and it's where I do private sharing. And they are sponsoring the show, and they're offering a free one-year membership to the winner of the December photo contest at the iPhone Photo Team. Be sure to check in the circles where you will be able to submit your photos for free, and we'd love to see your work. The work that we've seen in the November circle is amazing. I mean, it's very stellar. And what people are pulling off on their iPhone is amazing. Jack, mm-hmm. Have you used Smug Mug at all?
Long time ago, Jefferson, not recently, but I'm a big, big fan of all that they have done. And I love the fact that they are just lovers of photography, period.
Yep. So on that note, don't forget to submit your photos, iPhonePhotoTeam.com. Before we close out, Jack, you're going to somewhere really amazing. Mm-hmm. Where else do you have for your travels in 2023? What else is on the list?
Well, yeah, a whole bunch of things. Probably right after that, I come home for about 2 weeks, and then I head to Cuba for 2 weeks. So I'm working on a third online course with Moment Lenses, and that will be called something like People and Portraits and Street Photography, something like that. So I'm going, I come home, I rest, I hug everyone, say hi to my kids, and then I head back to Cuba. And then later in the year, some cruises, more hotels, blah, 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 just, I'm going to stand in front of more interesting stuff. For sure.
Didn't you say you were going to Boston too?
Going to Boston. Yeah. I'll be there doing 4 weekend workshops in March. So yeah, got a lot going on.
Okay. All I have right now is Palm Springs and Japan so far.
Ooh, I want to go to Japan. Is that another photo walk?
My son lives there, and yes, I'll definitely be doing episodes there.
I love Japan. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And before the year is up, let's see. Well, I'll have already been to San Diego, so I'm working on some San Diego episodes. I've got a lot of editing to do, more stuff from France and San Diego before I end up in Palm Springs. So I want to remind everybody to check us out at the iPhone Photo Team, submit your photos for the December contest, check out Jack's work at PhotoJack on Twitter. Where else, Jack?
Yeah, at Jack Hollingsworth on Instagram. And if you like mushy, syrupy, flowery writing, then you can check out my blog at iPhoneDiaries.co. So yeah, that'd be a good start.
All right. Don't forget to check out the Paris episodes of Photo Walks TV, youtube.com/PhotoWalksTV, or go to PhotoWalksTV.com. I'm on Twitter at Jefferson Graham. Who knows for how much longer? But so far, Twitter is still running, and I haven't seen any hate or garbage in my photo feed. I'm still seeing a lot of pretty sunsets. How about you?
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So,
I'm not going anywhere. And at least I don't like everything that's happening, but politics aside, I'm going to stay put until it just collapses, because I'm still a big fan of Twitter.
Right. I'm the same way. I'm not going to make any announcement. And let's just see what happens. Thanks everybody for listening to the iPhone Photo Show. We'll be back at you next week with another edition. Don't go yet. As promised, I'm announcing the winner of the November iPhone Photo Team iPhone Photo Contest. And we had so many submissions, and they were amazing. They show what's possible with an iPhone. There wasn't one bad photo in the bunch. Any one of these photos could have easily been the winner. And I will say that the winner that I'm announcing right now is a man named Thomas Taylor. He's an amazing photographer. He's based in Lodi, New York. He stumped the judges because he had so many great photos. Each one of the judges picked another photo by Thomas Taylor independently. So we're giving it to Thomas for the body of work, but I'm going to identify three of the really inspiring photos by Thomas Taylor. One is a sunrise, another is a beautiful close-up of a water drop in macro, and the third is a reflection of a building within the building in Baltimore. You got to see it to believe it. It's really gorgeous. Thanks to everybody for submitting. We now move on to December. Please submit your photos to the December contest, and which I will announce the winner in January. The winner gets a free one-year subscription to Smug Mug. Thank you, Smug Mug, for helping us out here. This is worth over $100. Again, check out the amazing photos that are being submitted because they're really inspirational. Thanks again to everybody for doing it, and I'll see you on next week's show.